Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with our monthly update from South Lincoln County in the city of Kemmer. Brian, good morning. How's things in Kemmer today?
It's a beautiful sunny day here in Kemmer. It's great to be alive.
True that. And boy, have we deserved these sunny days. Tell you what.
Yes, it's about time.
Well, Brian, it was quite the eventful Friday for South Lincoln County last week. You had Harriet Hageman there with a town hall meeting. You had the governor and also Senator Brasso was there meeting with coal miners. And then, of course, you had other leaders with TerraPower there Friday. Maybe walk us through the day Friday. I'm assuming you were present for a lot of those meetings and tell us what happened.
I was present for some of them, not all of them. I was there with Congresswoman Hageman, and she had some good things to say. And I specifically was asking myself in that meeting about what we can do to help our coal industry continue, and as well as what we can do on a national basis to do what we can to get the HALEU uranium here and make sure we have a good national security regarding that, so that we can be more self reliant, I guess you could say. And she had some good answers for that and is working on that. This is just something that I'm glad is on her radar screen, and we're excited for that. Then after that, I was able to, I was not at the event center meeting with all of the, I know that the governor was there with the people you mentioned, but of course the big news was Bill Gates was there. Bill Gates, who obviously has, is responsible for a lot of the funding of TerraPower, and he was there, I know, meeting with the elected officials, answering questions. And there was a good discussion there. I wasn't there. Our mayor was there, Mayor Tech, and so I believe Mayor Bowen of Diamondville was also there. So, and then I ended up. I did go to the meeting in the afternoon at the Best Western at about 2 o'clock and listened to Bill Gates, and he gave a great presentation, and so did Chris Levesque of TerraPower. I know that Gary Hogeveen of Rocky Mountain Power was also there, along with the governor, and we felt their support. Mark Romano of Bechtel, who is building the plant, was there, so we had some good networking opportunities and got a lot of questions answered. Even previous to that meeting, TerraPower was in town. I met with a couple of TerraPower executives and talked with them about our housing and gave them an update. They gave me an update on the temporary workforce. So all in all, it was a very action-packed, information-filled, question-and-answer kind of situation. And I think overall what this shows is how committed that TerraPower is to this community, and Bill Gates as well. And, he's a busy man. And for him to come here and fly into our airport and along with all the other dignitaries, it was quite exciting. So we're excited to be a part of it.
You know, Brian, I wanted to ask you what your impression of Bill Gates was, and you gave us a great summary. I'm sure you hear this concern all the time, as we do, when it comes to the nuclear power plant and the involvement of Bill Gates. And there's been a lot of people that I'm sure you're aware of that struggle with the power plant because of it being majority funded by Bill Gates, like you said, mainly because of his politics and some of his political stances on certain issues, especially environmental issues, and his thoughts on coal and those types of things. And so I wanted to get your thoughts on what he said. I was hoping I could ask him that question, but he didn't stick around to talk to me. I wanted to get what was your impression on his involvement with this power plant and maybe speak to those concerns that people have.
Yeah, I listened to his presentation, and the first impression that I got is he's got a good technical understanding of two things: the energy industry on the technical side of things, and of course the nuclear plant. He is a very technically savvy guy. I mean, starting Microsoft and creating a dynasty basically in the high tech industry. I think the other thing that impressed me was his understanding of the economics of energy and the demand that's going to be coming on the grid. And one of the statistics that was shared with us in that meeting, which I thought was fascinating, Chris Levesque of TerraPower, I think it was, said that, you know, he was asked about, you know, what NuScale versus, which is the kind of the competitor of TerraPower's Natrium reactor, NuScale versus Natrium. And he said something interesting. He says, we have a good relationship with them, and competition is actually probably, I don't want to quote him saying it that way, but I'm just trying to think of the way he said it was. What he said was, is there's plenty of market for need coming with nuclear in the future, because the energy demands in our country are forecasted to double by 2060. So if you think about that, there's plenty of room for everybody. And I'm going to add, in my opinion, there's plenty of room for an all of the above energy strategy, for a role for coal in that as well. And I think, but I think what's going to happen, though, is nuclear is going to play a greater and greater role, and this is just the beginning. I think the other impression that I had about Mr. Gates is that he does care about our local economy here. He identified us as a good place to put the power plant. He thought this would be helpful to our economy. I could sense his caring for our people here. And I could also, you know, I think I'm just going to say this, that, you know, he's investing in his company and his investors $2.5 billion. I certainly appreciate that. And I know a lot of people in this community really appreciate it. There may be a few people that don't agree with his politics, but we certainly appreciate what he's doing here. And I support it. And I know that our stakeholders in our community, many of them support that. And so it was, you know, one other thing I was going to mention that was fascinating with this. When Chris Levesque got up, he said there's actually 900 engineers currently working on this project. And that was just mind-boggling to think. So a lot of things are being done in the background that we don't even see. And there's a lot of things that are being done here, too. I know as I was actually leaving town after the events of the day on Friday, I noticed at the site there was actually a canvas tent out there at the site. So I'm imagining they had some kind of a meeting out there, too, about what was going on and taking a look at the facility, where the facility is going to go. So.
Excellent. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us on the Weekday Wake Up. And Brian, I'll just let our listeners know I did have some audio from some of those comments made from Bill Gates and also Chris Levesque and also Taryn Nieder. They're available at svinews.com. Chris will be joining us later on this month with another update as well here on the Weekday Wake Up. So, Brian, anything else happening in Kemmer and South Lincoln County you'd like to mention?
Well, there's two things, and it's all related to this growth we're experiencing. The first thing, I just wanted to express my appreciation to Chad Nielsen, our airport manager, who our staff was a great support here, along with our mayor. Chad Nielsen was at the airport as people were coming in and taking care of the traffic. He wears a lot of hats in our community, and we really appreciated it. They really were impressed with our airport. And so I appreciate him, and I appreciate Chief Carey, who was available for security and working with them as needed. Obviously, a high security situation with the governor and Bill Gates coming here, and the senators and the congresswoman. So they make our community safe. And I appreciate Trista Gordon as well, who coordinated things over the event center for us. So I couldn't do all of this without my staff. And Stephen Allen, our economic development liaison, helping. And I just want to say that, yeah, the housing things are, and maybe we can talk more about this in our next radio show, but things are moving in our housing, and that's really important right now. And we're working hard, and I appreciate our zoning board and our city council working with us on that. So.
Excellent. Well, Brian, while we got you on the air, I did want to ask just quickly, we're finally heading into those summer months, and I know the Oyster Ridge Music Festival's announced their lineup. You have some city summertime events as well that have JCPenney Days, I'm assuming, is coming back later in the year, correct? And so some good things happening there.
Yes. So we now have four events in our community, and it goes, you know, June, July, August, September. And we're so excited to look forward. This is going to be a great summer. Everything's really green right now, so because of all the water. People haven't had to start watering their yards yet. But, yeah, we got Fossil Fest coming on June 16th and 17th. That's a nice family event. And then there's the Oyster Ridge, the very famous Oyster Ridge Music Festival on the 21st and 22nd of July. And then the JCPenney Golden Rule Days. 24th of August, and then the airport fly-in on September 16th. So it's going to be a really exciting year. So hold on and for the ride, and then come and enjoy Cameron. We'd love to host you and help you in any way, and all of the people in the community.
Brian Muir, Cameron City Administrator. As always, Brian, appreciate the update. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for supporting us here.